Algernon, thanks for joining us for the Monday Business Watch. We're kicking off this week talking about a task force that was commissioned by Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham to do some research and provide recommendations for the legalization of recreational cannabis in New Mexico. Now, they submitted their recommendations this week. What do we know?
Right. And the subheader here is that this is all about how do you set rules for an industry that the federal government still considers illegal? We're talking about cannabis legalization now. Medical cannabis has been legal in New Mexico for several years. Recreational cannabis is not. And so this is a working group that consisted of business leaders, law enforcement, various sectors from all around the state to try to make some recommendations to legislators for how we might legalize recreational cannabis.
Now, the group traveled around the state to really get information and input from law enforcement, community groups, business leaders, and people that have some knowledge of the industry so far. They also had to keep in mind about how the legalization of recreational cannabis may impact the medical marijuana industry here in New Mexico.
This is what it's all about, because what's happening right now is that the supply of cannabis for medicinal products is limited. So that affects prices. Plus, you have this illegal street market where people can go to get product that isn't necessarily medical grade, shall we say. So the problem here is, how does making that market open to legal cannabis affect the price and make sure that those prices are still stable, because medical cannabis is not cheap? And how do you keep it affordable and keep those prices stable?
Very interesting. Now, the governor has said that she wants lawmakers to take up this issue in the 2020 session. Now, the group has submitted their recommendations. What do we know and what are we hearing from lawmakers on this issue right now?
So I haven't heard a lot of feedback yet. The recommendations are still new. Also, the politics are fraught. Educators and parents and families, of course, are very concerned about, in an environment where we say that now cannabis is legal, how do we talk to children and how do we protect children from intersecting this market and being exposed to cannabis at an early age?
Now, this is an issue that was addressed this past year by the legislature. They actually proposed something that was going to have state-run facilities in it. Now, that didn't happen.
No, so that doesn't appear to be coming back. However, there are some regulations that are suggested by the working group that would, for instance, prevent local communities from illegalizing cannabis so that there's a consistent marketplace statewide. And whatever we decide to do is consistent across New Mexico.
Okay, let's move on to some interesting news about spacesuits. Virgin Galactic has released images of the spacesuits that their astronauts and folks flying into space will be wearing.
Mm-hmm. This is fast. I've been looking at these pictures. I'm fascinated because really the uniforms that were designed by the manufacturer Under Armour for Virgin Galactic under an exclusive contract really look like uniforms from Star Trek.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how we look at and imagine space travel right now. It's been a long time since the shuttle flights and the moon landings, those big puffy spacesuits from the past. These are very sleek and form-fitting looking uniforms.
Do we know any word if Under Armour is going to be selling these for the general public?
I hope so. I want one so I can walk around my office going, engage. They're really sort of sleek and sexy looking. And the timing of it is interesting because really this is marketing. This is setting the stage and whetting the public's appetite for the arrival of commercial space flight, which is going to happen at New Mexico's own Spaceport America. It's also a marketing time for Virgin Galactic, which is about to enter the stock exchange, become a publicly traded company. And finally, it is a marketing opportunity for Under Armour, which specializes in sort of these specialized knit and fabric performance wear.
Okay, we don't have a lot of time, but we have a new restaurant in Las Cruces. What can you share?
Wex is here. So Dublin's over near the New Mexico State University campus abruptly closed last year. There were rumors for a while. Finally, a confirmation that the Albuquerque-based chain Wex, which specializes in fabulous breakfast lists would open, and they have opened as of October.
Exciting news. Algernon, thanks for joining us on the Monday Business Watch.
Ciao.